Thank you, Sister. Welcome, everybody, to our service. On this Father's Day, happy Father's Day to the fathers, stepfathers, grandfathers, foster fathers. If you've been a father figure at all to anybody, happy Father's Day to you. Most of all, happy Father's Day to our Father in Heaven. We're here to worship Him today. So we ask you to worship with us by getting a blue book, as we call it. And I know that we've had the last 2 weeks, we've had several folks who are out up at the Doray Me Academy, and we're going to ask some of them after we have the preliminaries and start the second part of the intro here. We'll ask y'all to come, and I'll let you know when to be ready for that. But for right now, we'll start with number 106 in the blue book. Good, good. All right, a few pages toward the back, and let's sing number 284. 284.
Thank you, Brother Sam. Thank you, Sister Carolyn. Good morning, everybody. Good to see everybody back with us today. Good to have our Do-Re-Mi people. Do-Re-Mi people. Excuse me, I'll say it right. Maybe. Good to have everybody back today. It's good to see everybody out and about on the Lord's Day. And glad to have anybody that's visiting with us today. We just hope and pray that the Lord will bless in a great way is what I'm hoping for today. Let's do keep everybody on our hearts and in our minds. I think we are to be thankful for this day. Oh, yeah, by the way, fathers, happy Father's Day. I hadn't forgot. I just, sometimes you just make the dramatic thing, I guess is what you say, isn't it? We are thankful for each and every one of you that are fathers today. I hope you have a blessed day. I hope it's where that your children can wish you happy Father's Day, or maybe even you can wish your father a happy Father's Day. Brother Stewart did a good job in our Sunday school class this morning talking about fathers and what their, we'll say, jobs are and what their responsibilities are. And I will invite each and every one of you out to our Sunday school classes. They are things that each and every one of us needs is to learn the Word of God. And one of the things that came out in our Sunday school class today is that fathers are setting the examples for their children. And I hope and pray that I have been a good example for my children. Josh made mention that my kids went to church. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful they're still in church. I do know different preachers that have children that they're not in church. And some of them have actually went off into other doctrines. That's not a good thing. I hope everybody understands that. They need to stay with the truth. Well, they say it's a form of the truth. Well, if it's a form of the truth, it's not the truth, is it? And that's what we need to get over to our children and teach them that it is so necessary for them to be in the true church is what they need to be. It's good to see everybody out today. I'll not talk too long today, and we'll get on with our children's church. Kids, let's come right over here today. All of our kids, come on. Oh, Cohen's going to run over me there. Come on, Luke. Come on, kids. Whoops. And Luke's going to run over you. Hey, a good bunch today. Good to see that again. How are you, Luke?
Good.
You're good? Okay, good. How many of you wished your father a happy Father's Day? Everybody? Uh-oh. Thank you for wishing your father a happy Father's Day. If you can, when you go back to your seat, if you haven't, do that. Because he is a special feller, isn't he? You know, he is an example of God in one way, in that he is the one that kind of leads you, that shows you the right ways to go. Maybe he doesn't do as much training as your mother does as far as making sure that you behave, dress right, and such as that. But your father does a lot for you, maybe that you don't realize. You know, it took me a long time to realize just exactly what my father did for me. You know, he taught me how to do things. I didn't really think about it at the time, but he taught me how to do things that I wouldn't have learned from anybody else but from him. I think he taught me how to work. That's maybe a bad word in sometimes, but it's something that all of us needs to do is to know how to work in our lives, how to provide for our families. In these days, a lot of mothers have to take care of their children and work for them too. Every opportunity that we can, it's good for a father to make sure that the mother is home for the kids, that she can train. Now, Let's go back to our Heavenly Father. What did our Heavenly Father do for us? What's the biggest thing? He brought Jesus into the world, didn't he? That he might die on the cross. You ever thought about it was God who came up with the plan of salvation? You know, a lot of people today, they have a lot of ideas as to what, how people are going to get saved. But it was God's plan that Jesus would come into this world and die for your sins and my sins that I might and you might be saved. See, that was God's design. What's probably one of the greatest things that we know that God does for us? Anybody want to try that one? How about he loves you? He loves every one of us more than we ever realize. You know, that was one thing that I had to realize about my father. He loved me a lot more than I ever really realized. You know, my daddy was not a very talkative man. He didn't talk a lot. Ben and him would get along real good, I think. You talk more? My daddy didn't talk a lot. He was not one of these that would love on you and such as that, but he loved me a whole lot. You see, God loves us more than we ever realize. And he tries to teach us. He tries to make sure that we stay in line and tries to get us to do his will. And his will is a perfect thing to follow. Okay, I know it wasn't much, but that's going to be my lesson for you today. Bless y'all. Thank you for coming. Appreciate each and every one of you. I will say to each and every one of us today to try to say something to your father today. I know a lot of us don't have our fathers around anymore, but you have a heavenly father that knows all, but he still likes to have us to say we appreciate him. And if you want him to pass along a message to your father, I think he can manage that too. Anybody got a prayer request on your heart this morning? Let's be prayerful for those in our church that are sick. Glad to have everybody back that's been sick. Let's do continue to remember Brother Sonny and Miss Linda as they're struggling with Brother Sonny's sickness. I'll say we need to be prayerful for them from what I talked to him the other day. He's still falling a lot, so let's keep them on our hearts is what I would ask you to do. I'm going to add one to, I know of several circumstances here lately that needs our prayers. And you may say, well, I don't know what they are. I'm going to be honest with you, you don't want to know. You don't want to know what some of these circumstances are, but they need your prayers, is what you do. They need your prayers. Some of them are sicknesses, some of them are problems, but we need to be praying for them those things. And God knows what they are, and you just ask the Lord to help those situations, and that's one of the best things that we can do. Good to see everybody back with us today. Just noticed Sister Beth back with us. I'm glad she's back with us today. She's been down on us too. So I understand Tim and Sarah both been down a little bit too. I know everybody's been sick. It's good to see the Do-Re-Mi people back with us today. That helps us out a lot. And we appreciate each and every one of you being here today. Any other prayer requests before we go any further in the service? Yeah. Yeah. Lord help. Yeah. Lord help. Let's do remember Sister Carla's mother in your prayers. Somebody else. Let's be prayerful for our members that are traveling, and especially those that are not saved, that are not with us today. Let's remember them. Remember, we still have that list of people that we want to see get saved. When's the last time you prayed for them? Did you think about that? When's the last time you prayed for those people that you wanted to see get saved? It'd be a good time for us to pray for them today. Let's be about God's business today in this service, and let's ask the Lord to help us today. And I hope and pray that you'll pray for me today. Again, happy Father's Day to everybody. Brother Key, would you lead us in prayer, please?
All right, we are about to have the collection taken up. And while they're doing that, Do-Re-Mi singers and students, would you come on up to the stage and lead us in at least one, maybe two songs? But while Miss Carolyn plays, will everybody stand? We'll have the regular Sunday morning offering. And Do-Re-Mi students, please come on while we play.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. I appreciate Brother Key and the job that he's done through the years in doing this, and I just want to give him a round of applause for doing that. Thank you. Oh, I think I've lost my list too. But anyway, and all the festivities here. Okay, let's do a. This ain't the book we started with, is it? I'll get it right here in a minute. All right, we'll do a few more songs here and wind it up for the preaching, which, like Colonel Sanders, it's probably going to be finger-licking good, I imagine. Won't it? Won't it? We are. 278 in the hymnal. Sounding good. Let's do number 237. 237.
Thank you, Brother Sam. Thank you, Sister Carolyn, for the good playing. Good morning, everybody, again. Good to see everyone here today. We are glad to have our visitors today. If this is your first time to be with us, I hope and pray that you'll get a blessing out of being here in our service today. Anybody got a word of testimony or anything on your heart before we go any further? Lord bless. Yes, ma'am. Lord help. Lord help. Appreciate that. Miss Barbara, we appreciate that word of praise this morning. Anybody else got something on your heart? For our visitors, we follow the Lord and just let Him work. And that's what I want us always to do. And while Sister Heather's coming forward, anybody else have a word of testimony or anything on your heart? I'll move my Bible. Y'all pray for
I come to the garden of bye.
Anybody else got anything on your heart? Days of the Week song? Has been a while since we've done that, hadn't it? For those that might not know, I always like to explain this in case we have somebody that doesn't know. This, we call it the Days of the Week song. We go from Monday all the way through Sunday. And if you know the day of the week that you got saved, you stand up on that day. Now, if you don't know the exact day of the week that you got saved on, what we have is the last verse, or next to the last verse, I should say, says it's a great day, and you can stand up on that day is what you can do. Brother Sam, if you will.
Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. I know it was the hand of the Lord. It was on a Monday. Somebody touch me. It was on a Monday. Somebody touch me. It was on a Monday. Somebody touch me. I know it was the hand of the Lord. It was on a Tuesday. Somebody touch me. It was on a Tuesday. Somebody touch me. It was on a Tuesday. Somebody touch me. I know it was the hand of the Lord. It was on a Wednesday. Somebody touch me. It was on a Wednesday. Somebody touch me. It was on a Wednesday. Somebody touch me. I know it was the hand of the Lord. It was on a Thursday. Somebody touch me. It was on a Thursday. Somebody touch me. It was on a Thursday. Somebody touch me. I know it was the hand of the Lord. It was on a Friday. Somebody touch me. It was on a Friday. Somebody touch me. It was on a Friday. Somebody touch me. I know it was the hand of the Lord. It was on a Saturday. Somebody touch me. It was on a Saturday. Somebody touch me. It was on a Saturday. Somebody touch me. I know it was the hand of the Lord. It was on a Sunday. Somebody touch me. It was on a Sunday. Somebody touch me. It was on a Sunday. Somebody touch me. I know it was the hand of the Lord.
Woo, great day.
It was on a great day. Somebody touch me. It was on a great day. Somebody touch me. It was on a great day. Somebody touch me. I know it was the hand of the Lord.
Glory, glory.
Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. I know it was the hand of the Lord.
Amen. I always like to see everybody stand up on that last verse that stood up before. It shows, if nothing else, it shows to those that are not saved that they're not standing with those that are saved. Somebody else got a word on your heart? Testimony? Yes, sir, it would. Surely would be. Be a great day. Somebody else? I will say this, the altars are always open. You can come to the Lord today. If He's drawing you, you let Him come to you and just draw you to Him. Just follow him. Anybody else got anything on your heart? Yeah. Amen. That's right. That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. That's true. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 Yeah. Bless you. Amen. Amen. That's true. Amen. They bless your heart. Mm-hmm. Amen. Lord bless. Amen. Yeah. Lord bless him. Bless you, Brother Tim. I always enjoy when you testify. Somebody else got something on your heart. Everybody follow a little. Bless your heart, Brother James. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Bless your heart. Lord bless you. Bless you, Brother James. Good to see y'all back today. Somebody else got something on your heart.
I think
Amen. Lord bless. Lord bless. Amen. That's true. That's true. Bless your heart. Enjoyed the two testimonies, the girls. I know some people's testimonies, and I'm not good at telling them, but. The best ones is when you tell your own. And that's wonderful to hear, isn't it? Somebody else got something on your heart. Anybody else got a testimony? I'll say this. You may have never told anybody that you've been saved. You may never ever said it out loud before. You need to tell it. You've got the salvation that'll carry you to heaven. But I'm going to tell you something. You won't have any real happiness in it until you tell somebody about it. And I'll be honest with you, you'll tell it more and more, the happier you'll get with it. Anybody got anything on your heart? Yeah, that's true. Yes, sir. We need to set the example. That's right, Brother Stewart. Appreciate this. Somebody else got a word on your heart. Lord bless. Amen. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Appreciate this testimony. Somebody else got something on your heart. A what? Altar call? Okay. Brother Sam, give us a song. If you're here today and the Spirit is dealing with you, I'm not talking about you just want to be like everybody else. I'm talking about the Spirit is dealing with your soul. And you know that you need to get saved. You're afraid that hell is fixing to be your home if you don't make it home today. I want you to think about this. That very statement there, that hell is fixing to be your home, and you're afraid of that, I want you to take advantage of this song. Actually, you don't even have to have this song. You can start praying right now, and you can start coming towards the Lord. You can say, Lord, help me, and he'll make more trouble for you. He'll get you to a place where you're ready to seek him with everything you've got. That's what I had to do. I had gotten to the place where I'd given up. I didn't think I was going to ever get saved. I'd just going to get up, go to the house, be done. But when I realized the Lord was saving that day, you know what I did? I went back for him. This is a good opportunity for you right now to come and seek the Lord. As I said, these altars are open. I say it so many times. You can seek the Lord in your seat. But if you've made a determination, I'm not going to that altar, you know what? God's going to require it of you. Sometimes I'll say it this way. You may have come up here and you may have to wallow around a little while because of your pride. But I'm going to tell you something. I've heard of some and saw some. I've saw it a few times. Heard a young lady testify that she, when she was so much in trouble, she just got out of her seat and started towards the altar. She said, I was done saved by the time I got to the altar. You got to get your heart right. You got to be willing. Are you willing today to seek the Lord? While we stand and sing, if you know somebody that's lost, encourage them to seek the Lord, especially if they're in trouble right now. While we stand and sing.
213. 213.